My next guest was inspired to write The Leviathan, the greatest untold espionage story of the Civil War, when he acquired a seashell, a unique seashell from a dealer in Australia. Carved on the shell was the tomb of Lincoln and an image of a ship. Let's get the rest of the story from the author, Paul Stack. Good morning to you, Paul.
Good morning.
Good.
The title of the book, The Leviathan, tells a little bit. Leviathan itself was a biblical sea monster that was associated with chaos and evil, and that was also the name of this ship when it was christened. That was the first name it had. Later on, I think recognizing that that probably wasn't a very marketable name, they changed it to the Great Eastern, and that's the under which it was known. It was the largest of ship of the 19th century. It was the largest piece of machinery made in the 19th century. It was massive, iron ship powered by paddle wheels, six stories tall on each side, and by what I believe is the world's largest propeller at 24 feet in diameter. It was launched in London in 1858, and I got interested in this ship because back in 1999, my wife bought me a discarded book for a quarter.
Oh my.
Called The Great Iron Ship. It did not talk about anything that's in the book, but it was such a fascinating story about the ship and the building of the ship that I wanted to know more. So afterwards, I would periodically go on the internet to go to internet auctions and so forth and see what was around. And I could get old pictures of the ship. I got an old Currier Ives picture of the ship. I could get old newspaper articles. I could get different small items relating to the ship. One day, though, in 2001, I believe it was August of 2001, I came across that item, and this really puzzled me. It was a carved shell. It's a trochus shell, and I have pictures of it online.
Yeah, you said trochus seashell, correct?
Right, trochus, T-R-O-C-U-C-H. It's shaped like a pyramid, like a child's stacking toy, with like rings that are larger at the bottom, and then they
sure.
go up. It's about 4.5 inches tall. It's really quite a beautiful thing. It's polished, almost like mother of pearl. But on the lowest ring is a profile of this ship, and it's engraved, the Great Eastern, 24,500 tons. Right above it, the ring above it, is a picture of a gate in a what appears to be a brick fence and a large windswept tree next to it. And that says, Tomb of A. Lincoln, President of U.S. So those were the two things I could see on the internet auction. I was really befuddled by that. It made no sense to me because I know Lincoln pretty well. I'm in Illinois. I'm a lawyer, and Illinois lawyers, especially like me, who've been around a long time.
Sure.
We've read a lot about Lincoln, and I've read all sorts of books out of him. I never heard of the Great Eastern. Never mentioned, never suggested. I talked to other people who were more expert than I was on Lincoln, and the reaction was the same.
Let me do a reintroduction, Paul. Speaking with you, The Leviathan, the greatest untold espionage story of the Civil War. Again, Paul Stack sharing his story. And as you mentioned, Paul, over 40 years practicing law in Chicago, this your first book. And this is this described as a novel, a historical novel that is set during the Civil War?
It's the lead up to the Civil War, the beginning of the Civil War. The story effectively ends in September of 1861, when the war is underway, but it's just beginning. It is a novel, although it's true. The events in it occurred. What happened is one of the people who was aboard the ship at the critical moment in the book has never been identified, and I believe the evidence is quite clear. He died in the process. And so what I did as to that individual, to try to make this story comprehensible, because it's a fairly complicated story, I decided that I would simply create a persona for him based upon what I think he must have been like. And so I've built that story in. So there clearly is fiction in the book, but only, I think, in my opinion, necessary to basically tell what I believe is an accurate story.
Senate reveals, as mentioned, based on actual events, a story that was never meant to be told. But my notes tell me because of that shell, you've unearthed this riveting and true tale, Paul.
Yeah, well, that's right. I got into it. I bought the shell, and I looked carefully at it. The tomb that's shown on the shell is a temporary tomb. Lincoln's actual tomb in Springfield is a big structure. This is a temporary tomb, and it's one that and he was put into shortly after he was assassinated, so they could build something a little more permanent. So my belief is that the shell was probably created within a year or so after his assassination. This was not created later than that. Where it was created, I don't know. The only information I have on that is the dealer in Australia, when I asked him for any information he had on it, could only tell me that he had heard that it came many years ago from England to Australia when some gentleman brought it there. That was it. There's no other information.
Huh, cool. Tell us a little bit more about the storyline that is described as a riveting plot.
Well, it is, and it goes back to before the war. There was a Virginian by the name of Dudley Mann, and he's a character of the book. He was the Assistant Secretary of State, so he was a very high-ranking State Department official. He had spent most of his adult life in Europe. He was all over Europe organizing counselors' offices. He was the one that negotiated with all of the German states for commercial treaties with the United States. He was in Switzerland. He was very much familiar with Europe. Unfortunately for him, he got caught up in what looked to be sort of a plot by Southern State Department officials to seize Cuba and make it a state. And that didn't happen, but because he was somewhat involved with that, he got fired from the State Department. And as a result, he basically was looking for a job, and he was offered a job working as an official of the Commonwealth of Virginia. And his job was to go over in England and to try and sell Virginian products and try to make friends with the people, the higher echelon people in England. So Mann did that. While he was there, one day he was asked to go. His situation was pretty desperate. He wasn't being paid very much at all, and he really had no great responsibilities from the high position he had before. One day while he was there, a friend asked him if he wanted to go out to the shipyard. And I think Mann went because he really had nothing else to do, so the two of them took a train out there. And when he got there, he saw this ship under construction, and it absolutely floored him. It was almost like a religious experience when he saw it. This thing was just mammoth in every aspect. I mean, he's looking at a ship that was multiple times larger than anything that had ever been built, and you know, it just the size of it was like this. So he started thinking about this ship, and he obsessed about this ship for quite a while. And he ultimately wrote a pamphlet called to the citizens of the slave-owning states, in which he argues very strongly that they should buy the ship or one like it and use it to shuttle cotton directly between the South and England. At this time, there was something called Cotton Triangle. And what happened was it was all of the commercial transactions between Europe and the South regarding cotton went through New York City. Ships went to and back New York City. The South was basically in the business of raising cotton and selling cotton to the North almost. And it was North that was making all of the money. Wow. What Mann and other people in the South wanted to do was to completely shut off New York and have direct trade between England and the South. And this ship was the vehicle that Mann felt could do it.
Great. The Leviathan. Again, Paul Stack with us, the greatest untold story of the Civil War. Just a couple minutes left. Paul, what are a couple messages you'd like to take us to take from this?
Well, it's interesting. This has to do with the blockade. And I think that the ship was in the process of doing something. The ship itself is fascinating. If a ship had a personality, the ship would have been an evil personality. Oh, this was a killer ship. But what happened was it shows, I guess the first thing is, in any war, there's the sort of the open and obvious war going on, the battlefields, the soldiers, and so forth. There's also a secret war going on, and we often don't know what that secret war is. We're still discovering stuff from World War II, and I think what this book shows is that we're still discovering stuff from the Civil War, that there were secret spying, diplomatic moves made by Seward and his people and the Confederacy and their people. And there was a war going on in England that nobody really knew about and really has not been well reported at all. But the incident with the ship has never been reported. This is the first time.
Yes.
And it was a result, piecing it together, a result of 15 years of research. I was convinced there was a connection between this ship and the Civil War, and there was. It just took years and years of research to put it together.
How do we find out more about your work, Paul Stack?
I'm sorry?
How do we find out more information about your work?
Oh, about the book or about me?
Well, about, is there a way to, do you have a website?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's yes, okay. Absolutely. If you go to www.September1861.com, that's www.September1861.com, I've got a lot of pictures of the ship. I've got pictures of the people who were involved in the story. I've got all my original research documents. If you have people who are historians, I've got 1,200 single-spaced pages of research documents listed chronologically. I've got pictures of the shell. And I'm going to upload a little bit more later on, but this is the basic information. There are pictures in the book as well, but these pictures are much better, much larger.
Very nice.
And more interesting to watch.
A mysterious engraving on a seashell does uncover the greatest untold story of the Civil War, thanks to your work and what we find in the Leviathan. Thanks to you, Paul Stack. Take care.